This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, League of Dads, TalkZone.com. I'm the host, Christopher Smith. Before I went into the break, I was telling you about some of the things that we do here at the League of Dads. I've said it in the past. I'll say it again. And I kind of repeat a lot of things, and I kind of briefly do that because of the emails that I get. I get a lot of people send me emails, and some of the emails that I get, they're actually things that I've actually already talked about. So what I'm going to, when I get that, I like to just answer those questions and be as brief as I can. And one of the reasons why what we do here at the League of Dads is when we have individuals that go to court, we put everything that they need and want on a petition. If it's a multi-page petition, we number the pages. We send a copy of it to the courthouse. We send a copy of it to all parties involved. And if any questions are asked when any of the member of the League of Dads go to court, even myself included, we like to simply refer to the petition that was filed. The reason why we do this is because, as I stated before, when you go to court and you do some talking, individuals like to say things, and their body gestures and everything gets us fathers to the point where we're going to lose our temper. Okay, I'm going to read an email to you that I got from a woman named her name is Tanya. She's out of Baltimore, and the email says this: "With all that you say is fine, but there are two sides to every story, and we're only hearing your side." Well, Tanya in Baltimore, to answer that, I'll say this. There are actually three sides to every story. There's my side, you know, my child's mother's side, and then there's the truth. And pretty much what happens, Tanya, is this. Someone is going to tell you a story of what happened. And the beautiful thing about this whole court situation is, Tanya, everything is filed in court. As I stated before I went on break, this is public record. If I say something here on the show or out at a seminar or any time that I speak, it is on record. I can help you out, Tanya, with saying some of the things like I went to court and found out that I was a burglar. I went to court and I was told that the reason why I shouldn't know where my child rests her head is because I am going to come back and burglarize this house. Well, Tanya, this is written in stone. I can't go back and change it. I sure can't go to the Essex County court system and ask them to do me a favor and alter court transcripts. In addition to that, I'll say to you this. In Irvington, New Jersey, where the house in question was that I burglarized, it was burglarized, Tanya, but it wasn't me. The perpetrator actually was caught. However, a disgruntled mother thought it was convenient to come to court and mention this, that in fact I was the one that did it. And so with that being said, I went after the individual and on another form. This is what us fathers go through. It's something that we will continue to go through. So with that being said, Tanya, you are absolutely right. There are two sides plus one. Let me say that. I'm not going to, because I have the microphone, because I have the voice here, I'm not going to badger you down. I welcome everybody emails, and our email address is theleagueofdads@talkzone.com. I'm sorry, at yahoo.com. theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. That's dads with an S. And you can email us. You can send us your comments. You can even give us a call at any time. We're broadcasting at 888-463-6748. I would like to hear from anybody that is listening to what I'm saying and has a comment that they want to make to it or anything like that at any time. I'm not going to ever say that anybody can challenge me on this forum, because my experiences are mine. If you went through the exact same experiences that I went through, then you can challenge me. But you can only say what you're saying standing from the outside looking in. The League of Dads is an organization for fathers that been through it. All others, you can listen. You are listening, and I thank you for listening. But I'm not going to ever get away from the basis of this show, because when us fathers go to court, we pretty much get annihilated. Diplomatic immunity. I had someone send me an email and ask me, basically they was listening to the show and was making some similarities with diplomatic immunity in sovereign law. Okay, it is. I'm going to briefly answer that and say it is. There is some similarities with diplomatic immunity. You have diplomats that come from foreign countries and other countries and come here and they say things that you'll hear them. You see it on TV shows a lot. One of the first time I ever heard it was on, I believe it was Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, Lethal Weapon. Guy was pretty much doing drugs deals and everything, and he diplomatic immunity. Sovereign law. I'm gonna say this. Let's say New Jersey no longer wanted to be part of the United States. What they would be doing is reclaiming their sovereignty. It's pretty much what it is. When all these states joined the Union, they joined the Union, they gave up their independent sovereignty and joined the Democratic of the United States. That's pretty much it is in a nutshell. As an individual, you can do the same. I went through one of the emails and I read something about a woman said something to my comment about the courts being a corporation the same as JCPenney's. And she was making a comment about what I said about copyrighting your name. To anyone out there listening, what is the difference? How can you copyright a movie? What is the difference from copyrighting a movie and your name? What is the difference from copyrighting your name and having a book copywritten? It is all the same. What we as individuals have to understand is that just because businesses do it, we're not immune from it. We can do it as well. It is one of the biggest misconceptions that I have when someone comes to the League of Dads and I tell them about some things that they are entitled to. Because they never heard of it, because someone next to them never talked about it, when they hear me talk about it, it is brand new and it is unheard of and it is unbelieved. And I have to help marry the thought in the idea of this to an individual. When I talk about and have talked about the Big Brother federal court, and you go to federal court when you have to file an injunction, that is all right there in the structure of law. You are entitled to it as well. You will not hear a judge tell you about these things, but you are entitled to them as well. Okay? I'm going to go into a part of the show that I do every week. It's called Just My Thoughts. It's something that sometimes it doesn't There's no similarities between the topic of the show and my thought. But this week we lost Jure Steinbrenner. He was the owner of the Yankees. I have a lot of friends that quote people and life. And there is something that we all, there is someone in life that we all quote, we all mimic. The two gentlemen that I admire in the business world is Warren Buffett and Jure Steinbrenner. These two individuals have winning attitudes. And me being in business, I need a beacon that's going to help me focus on what I want to do and get to it on that level. When we have individuals that has come and gone, such as Mr. Steinbrenner did, we would like for them to have a legacy in good standing when they left. Well, the boss had a legacy in good standing when he left, and like I stated, I love the fact that he came, he conquered, and he left. And I only hope that when it's time for me to move on, they look at me in the same way. We got a caller from Newark. Newark is, I believe, that's Essex County, New Jersey. We got a caller that wants to make a comment on something I have said, something that I'm talking about. If we can get that caller through right now, that'd be just fine. Her name is Nina. She's from Newark, New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi. State your name and where you calling from.
Hi, my name is Nina from Newark. I'm calling about a comment that you made last week about raising your daughters and your sons and the difference between your daughters and your sons.
Okay. Yeah, that was a comment that I made on a show that I had a lot of emails about that. You wanna say what about that comment?
You know, I was saying about the daughters. You know, I have a daughter, and, and she's 14 in high school.
Okay.
And I was explaining, like, it's hard trying to raise a 14-year-old or any age once they get into ninth grade. You know, I was explaining to my friends before, I was telling them, you know, look at Little House on the Prairie. House on the Prairie, they was out raising their kids. They were being ready to be married at 13, 14 years old. Most of our parents was married at 13, 14 years old, started families and had 9, 10, 11 kids at 13, 14 years old. If you're the oldest in a family, if you're the oldest child, especially if you're a girl, at 13, 14, you're an adult. Like, you're raising a whole family by then. If you have siblings under you, you're raising a whole family. You're living as an adult. So here we are trying to... Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let me ask you this. I made a comment about a case that was going on down in Alabama. And I made a comment that girls bring the problems into the home. Boys keep the problems outside the home. I made a comment that girls are pretty much punks. They would treat everybody in the house like crap and go on the streets and respect what's going on the streets. Have you experienced any of that in raising your daughter?
Well, in my household, she acts up. But when she do go out, she do go, and she's a modern citizen wherever she go. Like, but in my household, it's like, she don't want to do this, she don't want to do that. But when I send it to my sisters in them house, I guess they more no-nonsense than I am. You know, I'm a realist, and I try to deal with all situations as real as possible.
Okay.
And I sit there, and I talk to her, and I tell her the things that she needs to know. And it's like she don't want to hear it. But I know she listens because she hasn't been in any trouble. But it's like when my sisters and them tell her, it's a whole different story. Like, she's okay, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. you know.
Now, with that being said, how is she act? How is she in school?
In school, she a mess. She don't. The school last year, we sent her to a private school. She didn't do what she was required to do. So now she's in summer school.
So with the comment, that I made, do you have any sons?
Well, no, I don't have any. So I have godsons.
Okay, but you
help take care of.
You just have daughters. Do you know of anyone, let's say, with a troubled teen son, that is, troubled teen son that respects the home but is going out, let's say, the comment that I made was a son will steal a car or if they're having problems outside, they'll park the car around the house. They would do everything and respect the home and go out in the streets and do the dirt, whereas though a daughter, it would be the reverse. So what I'm trying to get the difference is do you know of anyone with sons, nephews, an immediate family that comes and bring the nonsense in the house and respect the streets, where I made the comment that the daughters from 8 out of 9 individuals that I know personally are having problems with their daughters in that same sequence. They come in the house, they disrespect the home, and they treat everybody in the streets like they're the god, and they treat the mother and father like they're the enemy. Do you know of any cases like that directly close to you?
Well, just my own. Only because when girls grow up, like I said, they become the woman. And in the household, there can only be one woman.
Right.
And that's why they bring all the trouble to the household. See, young guys, they can do what they start out early. So they have more places to take their problems and their issues. That's why they don't bring it home. Because they are here, there, and everywhere. So they can take their problems where they hang at in the streets. Most young girls, most your teenage girls aren't even not even allowed out the house long enough to even bring any dirt. You know, the only most dirt they can bring home is the baby.
Right.
Half of them hide that until they get further past where they don't have to, where the parent can't say much about them having a baby.
Right.
That's most dirt. Most women don't even get in trouble like that. Most women that's in jail today is in jail as far as abusive husband or somebody they hurt because they was being hurt by that person.
Okay. Listen, Nina, we're about to go into a break. What I'm going to ask you to do is stick around. I want to talk to you about 5 more minutes after the break, before we close out the show. But we're going to go into break. Talk Zone is the radio station. League of Dads is the talk show. I'm just the host. We'll be right back.